This is The Rake's Seduction, written by Perfectly Steadfast, and read by Tipsy Kitty. Something's wrong here. Sebastian St. James very seldom found himself in situations like this. Things did not go wrong. I wouldn't exactly call it that. Luke Craven shifted on the bed beside him. Unless you're displeased. Not at all. He kissed Luke quickly to reassure him. He couldn't bear to see any distress on his perfect face. All right, something was wrong then. It had all started at the first ball of the season. Lady Baxter had been sponsoring her young country cousins, and Sebastian had set his sights on Miss Craven. He was a rake, after all, and that was what rakes did. They seduced innocent debutantes. Unless those innocent debutantes' brothers interfered. Luke curled into his side, and Sebastian allowed himself to twin his fingers in the other man's hair. Luke had been concerned about his sister's welfare, and had wanted to ascertain Sebastian's intentions, which was all well and good. And then Luke had seemed to have been everywhere. At his club, at every party and ball he was invited to, at every musicale, even at his favorite gaming hell. And then somehow, Sebastian had forgotten all about Miss Annabel Craven, who seemed to be doing very well for herself, having caught the eye of the Duke of Yarborough. Sebastian expected an engagement before the end of the season, which meant there was no further point in trying to seduce her, which he found he no longer wanted to do. So what's wrong? Luke's hand crept up to rest on his chest, which was extremely distracting. Ought we to be doing this? What would be your reason not to? Sebastian was, for once, at a loss for words. He was never at a loss for words. And yet this simple country gentleman, inexperienced in the ways of the world, had utterly unmanned him. Perhaps Luke wasn't so inexperienced after all, he reflected. He certainly knew a lot more about certain things than Sebastian had. In fact, Sebastian had been a rather eager learner. He swallowed hard, remembering he'd been asked a question. No reason, but don't you have to go back to, Little Dingleford? I will have to, but there's no reason I can't spend some time idly in London first. At this time in my life, I'm expected to be idle, aren't I? Sebastian was idle as a manner, of course, so he ought to have expected that, but he couldn't figure out what to say. He tried, "Good, I'm glad. I wouldn't want to lose you." Luke smiled fondly. "You're so sweet." He drew Sebastian into another lingering kiss, which heralded the prospect of something more. Sebastian shifted so he was in a better position for Luke to straddle him, which was what he wanted. He wasn't sweet, was he? Luke seemed to think he was, and, strangely, this was the only thing that seemed to matter to him now. Perhaps his seduction plan had not gone wrong after all. The end.